I do believe it's absolutely crucial matter for the area. I believe that the Department of Housing and Local Government haven't given any commitment to continued funding for the Cranmore Co-op, and I think if we lose funding for an organisation like this, it could lead to several negative consequences for the area.
But they haven't not given a commitment, have they, Councillor Neilan?
No, but typically at this stage, for forward planning, they should know where the funding is coming from down the line. That hasn't happened. And I suppose, just for your listeners, in case they don't know, the co-op provides essential services like youth programs, community events, support for disadvantaged groups. They really are doing amazing work down there in Cranmore. Your Abbey Quarter men's groups, community gardens, there's training, mentorship, arts and crafts, workshops, youth clubs. Like, the list goes on. And I think it's important to note that the area the co-op has expanded beyond the Cranmore area, and it prioritises all areas on the eastern side of Sligo Town. And it especially hits those in the disadvantaged. And, you know, without funding these services, they're in real danger of being severely scaled back or shut down altogether. And that leaves the community without these resources. They're vital for social cohesion, especially in these areas. It could lead to isolation, mental health challenges, lack of community engagement, and ultimately greater social divide. So the work the Cranmore Co-op is doing is absolutely integral to the fabric, the social fabric of the eastern side of Sligo Town.
What do you think the reason may be that funding will no longer be sanctioned, given the fact that you just outlined the critical role that it plays within the community and the wider area?
I'm not sure. I think that the Cranmore Regeneration Project is the actual building of and the rebuild of Cranmore is coming to an end. And the co-op was set up originally to coincide with the infrastructure rebuilding. But I think we can see quite clearly now that it's gone beyond that, and there's intangible benefits apart from just the housing and the infrastructural development of Cranmore. Like, you're talking about, there's job training there, support, development groups, vital for young people, building their skills, education, personal development. So we need to create as many opportunities for young people in this area to thrive as possible. And I don't think it should be necessarily aligned just with Cranmore Regeneration. I think the co-op has proven themselves very well capable of delivering in terms of the well-being for the local community, especially vulnerable groups. So I think continuing this government support is absolutely crucial for the area.